Hey, friendly reminder, this podcast is not for kids or people who have a stick up their ass.
Friday, 5:58 p.m.
I'm sleeping with my best friend's husband.
I think my uncle killed someone in his suicide.
I am a sugar baby.
I'm a soccer mom addicted to Adderall.
I think my sister is actually my uncle's kid.
My husband bought his hooker a car whenever
I was helping his mom. I was a
What's your secret? Welcome back, Secret Keepers. This is Beyond the Secret, and I am Ace Fanning. A lot of people were a little bit upset with me after last week's episode because you guys never got that follow-up from the Breaking Amish episode. But if I'm being real with you, I don't think last week's episode was the right time or place to talk about it. So before I start this week's episode, I want you guys to know that Beyond the Secret is now on Patreon. And Patreon allows me to bring you guys more content and stories without bombarding you on the main feed of the show. But it also allows me a place to give people an extra layer of protection. Because if we're being real, not everyone's going to subscribe to it. And now, a lot of people who have wanted to share secrets before are stepping forward for this smaller inner circle of secret keepers. I'm going to talk a little bit more about it at the end of the episode, but if you want, you can join using the link in the show notes. But on to this week's episode. And yes, I have had a webcam girl on the show before, but she was a few years into her retirement from the webcam world, and this girl is currently in the thick of it. So I feel like their perspectives are vastly different. And while our last girl was a squirter, today's girl has a very different role on the internet. This week's secret, webcam mama. Before we get into your career, what would like your friends say about you? Like if I were to meet you on the street, who are you? What are the things that you're into? What do you do with your life?
I am kind of like more of an introvert. So I enjoy a lot of activities just like at home. I paint and I watched The Bachelorette last night. So that's just, I like being a homebody. That's just kind of like what I do. Like I kind of keep to myself. So I'm not like, I don't like going out a lot or like clubbing or anything like that. So,
you know what I love about that though, is because when we hear the term like webcam girl or like, I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but for me, when I think about it, I'm thinking like, you know, this is a woman who's like living the nightlife and she's doing all this stuff. And you're just like, no, I'm watching The Bachelorette. And
oh my God, that's exhausting. I can't do that. Like the nightlife's exhausting. I'm like in bed by 9 p.m. I can't.
How did you originally get into webcams?
This is a little bit of a backstory. Should I go into it or should that's I just fine. Give the short version?
No, give it.
Okay. So I was married for a while, for 4 years. And my husband and I just kind of ended things. And I found myself in this place where I'm like, okay, shit, he left. He's going to live like his best bachelor life. And I have the house. I have 2 cars. I have all the bills now. And I couldn't pay it with my 1 minimum wage job. So I started looking into kind of sex work. I didn't want to do the whole sugar baby thing. I didn't want to do anything like that because I just personally didn't find it safe. I found it a little more scary. Mm-hmm. And what I really liked about webcamming is that it's like pretty anonymous and no one's touching me. Like, don't touch me. You know what I mean? I don't want to be touched.
I think I'd make a good webcam girl. Well, boy.
Do you?
Well, because I don't want to be touched.
Yeah.
And I love to act, and I have a whole bunch of, like, personalities that I do. I mean, I don't know if any of them would be. Most of them are, like, I tend to be, like, grandma personalities and stuff like that. But, yeah, I think I could maybe do it. I wouldn't want to get naked, though. Do you have to get naked?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of people who do, but yeah. I don't really.
Okay, so keep going. So you have all the bills. You need to make some money.
I actually ended up doing like a porno. I did a porno because it was like fast cash now. And
like when they're selling those houses and they're like, we need to buy your house now.
Yeah, for sure. Like I just called a number off a billboard. Not really. But
what was your porno? Like, was it just like standard like guy girl or what?
Yeah, it was guy girl. I was fine with it. Like, I know I said I don't want to be touched, but I was fine with it because it's like they did STD testing. It's a lot cleaner than you really think it is, like the professional kind of porno life and whatever. I used to think those girls were so gross. And then I did one and I was like, oh, this is very professional, like, and clean. So I did that. And they only hired, the company I went through only hired amateurs. So they're like, you can never have had to do like this before. They only hired first timers. And when I was performing, like you say, you're a good actor. I'm a pretty good actress. And the guy kept cutting and he's like, you've done this before. And I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be insulted or if I'm supposed to be like, or if I'm supposed to be proud of myself or like.
Proud.
I don't think my parents would be proud, but
I'd say proud. Just be proud.
Okay, I was proud. So he's like, okay, you've done this before. And I was like, I definitely haven't. Like, I really haven't. He's like, okay, then you need a webcam. So he told me about it. And yeah, I found a studio. There are like a few studios in our area. And I just went in and it's a pretty easy process. They'll hire whoever.
Oh my God. This is just like, it's so crazy to me because it's like, I thought webcams were strictly just like, you set it up out of your house. I didn't know that there was like, oh yeah, you can go to the webcam studio where they have a fake bedroom set up and you can.
For sure.
Oh my God.
Well, because if you think about it, a lot of people, like the girl you had on before.
Yeah.
She didn't want to tell anyone. And so like she, if there was a studio in her area, she could have gone there like, hey honey, I'm going to work. Like. I'm working at the restaurant tonight and just goes to the studio.
That's true. I mean, yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first time that you do it, are you just terrified?
So because I did it through a studio, they had training.
Oh my God, what the fuck does webcam training look like?
It's where like one of the girls who's been with the studio for like 5 years kind of like takes you through the website and like shows you, okay, here are your earnings. Here's how you set this up. Let's get online for a little bit. And I was kind of like sitting off in the corner, like out of the screen, because when you're a performer and you sign up, the only people who can be on cam are like the people who have clearance through the account. Cause you know, you have to send in like a picture of your ID and it next to your face proving you're 18. Mm-hmm. So I hadn't done that on her account. So I can't be like in frame. So I'm sitting off to the side watching her do her thing. And she is supposed to perform for 30 minutes or until she gets a show. And then she'll log off and ask me questions and be like, hey, like, what do you think? Do you think you can do this? Whatever. So this girl, like this is how I was introduced to the cam world. This girl was kind of whack. She had been working at the studio for 5 years. And the one goal of training was to get a show. So a guy comes in, you know, you have free chat and they're just kind of like, they're window shopping. That's what I like to call it. They're window shopping, seeing if they like you, like your personality, like your prices. And if they want to take you exclusive or not. So she gets a show. A guy's like, I want to go exclusive with you. And she's like, okay, are you ready? Because there's like a buffer time where they click go exclusive and you have like 30 seconds, 10 seconds, something like that to accept the show or decline it. So she looks at me. She's like, are you ready? This could be graphic. Like, you're going to see my vagina. And I was like, I'm ready. Like, I'm all in. And so she accepts the show and the guy's like, hey, baby, I'm really into feet. I'm really into shoes. Do you have any high heels? And this girl had like a whole treasure chest. I know you think I'm kidding, but she wheeled a suitcase into her room every day of like goods, like intimate goods. Like, she had so many freaking dildos. She had so many pairs of shoes, latex, gloves, whatever the fuck you can think of. And she's like, oh, I can help you with that. And digs in her freaking suitcase, pulls out a pair of like foot long high heels. And she says, what do you want me to do with it? And he's like, I want you to fuck your ass with the heel.
What?
And so that's what I watched. I watched her traumatized from the corner of the room fuck her ass with a high heel. And the show ends after about 5 minutes. And she looks at me and says, so what do you think?
Oh my. Let me get some of the shit off of my shoe real quick.
I was like, well, oh, it can't all be like that. So I'm down. Whatever. It seems like a fun time. Like,
wait, so can you, like, when you have a webcam, can you, like, can you have, like, specialties? Like, does her profile says, like, fucks ass with shoe, like, as a preference? Or, like, is it just, like, they come in and you have to do whatever?
You do not have to do anything you don't want to do, which took me a little while. Because when I first started, I was new. I was like, okay, I don't know what I really like, via webcamming. So I just kind of tried everything until I found out what I like. But, yeah, you for sure have an area on your profile that says, like, my specialties, what turns me on, my expertise. And hers was just anal. So she would shove whatever in her butt whenever. Like,
oh my God. That is amazing and horrifying.
Oh, it was terrible to watch. But like, someone's getting off to it.
Okay, wait, so I need a little clarification here, because the reason that I really wanted to talk with you again is because the last time that I did the webcam interview, she had not done it in a long time. And so some of the stuff she was like, I think I remember it was like this. I think I remember it was like that. When you're doing it, it's like it's one-on-one, just one person joins the room.
There are two different kinds of, they're called private shows. Okay. One's called private, and then one's called exclusive. And when you're exclusive with someone, you're just one-on-one. When you're private, it's kind of like the option for them to, you're also private, you're not in free chat, but people can join in. So you could have like five people watching you privately.
Okay, and then my next question is, so you said like 5 minutes later she was done. Is it 5 minutes because he basically came and then logged out of it? Or is it like there's a set time? Okay.
No, they can stay as long as they want or until they have like a limit. I honestly don't know what the limit is based off of. It's their spending limit. So I don't know whether they do. I wonder if they do a credit check or like... how long they've been members or something.
So, like, if someone comes to you and is like, hey, I'm going to book a room, like, if you're really, really good, you can get them in and out and you can still make the same amount of money as a girl who's spending 30 minutes with them?
No, because we all have minutely prices. So I guess it kind of depends what your price per minute is.
Oh, I'd be so slow. I'd be so fucking slow. I'd be like, oh, hang on, let me lace these boots all the way up. And then I'd be like, no, I want you to put it in your ass. You're like, huh, sorry, I can't hear you.
It's a very fine like line, because if they're bored and they realize like you're trying to melt them for money, they'll leave.
Oh fuck.
So you have to like kind of be, you can be slow, but like you have to be entertaining while you're slow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me ask you, what is your price? And do you pay, so how does the whole payment work? Do they pay like, I'm doing an exclusive room, so I have to pay an upfront fee and then I pay a minute fee?
You have the option to do block sessions on my website, which is I'm paying ahead of time. I already know I'm going to do a show for 15, 30, 45, or 60 minutes.
Oh.
And that's when you would pay ahead and just click block session, because it's usually a discounted price. So it's like 30 minutes, 10% off, that type of deal. Or you can just go exclusive and they have a little clock at the bottom that's like, you've been in here for this long, you've spent this much.
You do shows for 60 minutes?
Yo, that girl did. She would do anal for like 60 minutes. I was like, how the hell are you pooping? Like, I don't know.
I just feel like
you're doing this.
My vagina would get so dry, like constantly shoving stuff in there. And I know we haven't really talked about your specialty yet, and I know that yours is different, but I'm like, I could not imagine. One, I couldn't imagine jerking off for 60 minutes. Two, I couldn't imagine, you know, having 60 minutes in my day to just sit in front of my computer and whack off. Like, holy moly.
Yeah, some girls, I mean, there are secrets to the trade where you can, like, you're on a camera. So a lot of it, you can act. You could pretend to be fucking yourself and you're not really doing it. But it looks like it.
Okay, yeah. So for you, how much is, like, what is your cost look like? If I'm like, hey, I want to book this lady for a session, what am I looking at spending?
$10 a minute.
Okay, so in 5 minutes, like, that lady, she would have made like $50.
However, they take a large percentage. That's why my price is so high. So I make 35%.
Oh, God. What?
Yeah.
You're doing all the work? Hang on. I can't believe you only get 35% of that.
But that's why I do what I do and why I don't put a lot of effort in. I'm not going to fuck myself for like $3.50 a minute. That's still pretty good, but it's like not amazing.
Oh my God. I mean, I shouldn't share this on the podcast. I can get myself off in like a minute. Like if I have to, like,
for sure.
Like I'd pay you'd get $3.50 and I would have gotten my relief. I don't know. This is so inappropriate.
This is going to be a horrible podcast. Like,
okay. So tell me about your specialty.
So I am dominant. So I do like goddess work, and my specialty is humiliating people and giving them instructions, making them perform for me, and then just like doing role plays, but only verbal.
I am literally like, that's me. That's what I want to do. I think I could be so good at that. I love the idea of humiliating.
It's so fun.
So, like, these guys get on, and, like, can you see them?
Sometimes. They can choose whether they want to turn their cam on or not.
And if they turn, like, if they don't turn their cam on, like, what do you, are they telling you basically what to say? Like, okay, I remember one time I watched a show, and, like, the guy was really into having his, like, he had a really, I think he had a micro penis, and I wish I could remember what show this was, but what he wanted was the woman to just make fun of it.
Yeah.
And like, he would get
very
off
common.
So like, very they're common. Not showing you that it's a micro penis. Are they like, they're typing to you like, hey, I have a really small dick. Can you please make fun of it?
So I'm a person who requires them to let me know what they want before they go exclusive. Okay. Because there's nothing more irritating, and this is like 50% of the guys, they'll just take you exclusive. They didn't talk to you in free chat, and you're in a private room with them and you're like, hello, what can I do for you? Because I can't read your fucking mind. It's like, they just expect you to know what they want. They're just like, I have a small dick. And I'm like, okay, so do you want me to humiliate it? Or do you want me, cause some people, like, honestly, anything under the sun happens. So some people will be like, I have a small dick, I want you to worship it. Like, I want you to be like, oh my God, your small dick is so fucking perfect, whatever. Ooh. So I can't read your mind. Like, I need you to tell me a little bit, like, give me a little bit. And if they don't give me a little bit, I can't work with it. So I'll just end the show.
You know what's awesome about that, though, is like, I love the position you're in, because if they come in and they're not doing what you want them to do, you can be so fucking irritated and they still like it. Like,
oh, yeah,
you
can be
like, what the fuck do you want me to do? And they're like, oh, yeah, she's getting revved up. Like, oh, my God. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have a different voice, like, when you're doing it?
No.
Okay, so you just talk normal.
I already kind of have, like, you know, resting bitch face. I feel like I have resting bitch voice. So I just work with that.
So a guy comes in and he enters the chat and he's like, hey, let's say he comes in and he's like, hey, I'm super fat and I want you to humiliate me for it. Like, what sort of things would you be saying to him? And like, tell me, try to get into character and like, let's give everyone a sampling of your work in case they want to book you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. So first I'd ask him if he has a cam, if he wants to show off his body. And if he does, then I'll seriously work. Like, I will literally work with what he has and just shit all over what he's working with.
Oh my God.
But if he doesn't, I kind of have just like an archive script.
Okay.
That like I work with. And okay, I'd probably be like, wow, all right. I'm just going to sit in front of my computer and pretend I'm actually doing this for a sec, because it's really hard when I'm not looking at the computer. Okay, so I'd be like, oh my God, Ace, I'm under pressure now. I feel like so many people are listening to this. And it's not just one fat guy.
I don't know why I'm so nervous.
Okay. I would just like think of any insult under the sun. I'd be like, okay, so you're a fat fucking pig. I bet you have a virgin body. No one's probably fucked you ever. Do you just walk up to girls and they instantly are disgusted by you? Is that what you like, you fat fucking pig? Are you jerking your little dick while I tell you how fucking ugly you are? And I just like keep insulting them. Like, and they're like, they're typing between it and they're like, yes, keep going. Perfect. Like, and that spurs me on. Like, I love that. I'm like, okay, let's get meaner. Like,
oh my God, I'm sweating.
I'm sweating.
What the fuck do you think makes someone want to be humiliated? Like, that's the last thing I would ever want.
I don't know. And it happens so much every day. That's most of my, that's like half of my clientele. And I've asked, like, there are some regulars who like, they come back so often that I'm like, can I just ask you a question before we start? Like, what is it about this that gets you off? And they're like, I don't know, it's just hot. Like, they have no answer.
Oh my God. I would be the person booking the room where they're like, oh my God. Like, I'd be on camera, like my fat ass sitting there, and they'd be like, oh my God, you're so fit. Have you been losing weight? And I'd be constantly going back to that girl because I'm like, I think she thinks I'm losing weight. I'm looking good. Okay. What is your favorite thing to humiliate people on?
I like humiliating people for having small dicks. It's so fun. even when I can't see them, just the script of like, you have a tiny pecker, it's hilarious to me. And then I like humiliating people. So I get guys that want to like perform for me. Like, they come in and they're like, what's the most disgusting thing I can do for you? Like, I'm into these things. What's the most disgusting thing I can do? And I will fucking give them like the most disgusting thing they can do.
So and like they basically want to be cam girls, but they're paying you to perform for you.
Correct.
So and what fucking things have you seen?
Like, oh my God, are you sure you want to ask that? Because we're about to go into the rated RRR.
Okay, section. Here's the thing. If you guys are listening, and because everyone writes me, if you're in your fucking Starbucks drive-thru right now ordering your drink from your barista, let's maybe pause it for a minute. Because
and please make sure your kids aren't around or you're going to scar them for the rest of their lives. like they will remember this.
Oh, God. Okay, go.
I had one guy. He came in. He said, I'm really into food play and piss play. And I would like to do something that you've never seen before. Can you think of something really just outrageous that I can do? And I said, okay, run to the grocery store, get some strawberries, some blueberries, a banana, and some like chocolates, like M&Ms, whatever, little chocolates. And he's like, okay, I'll be back. A lot of guys are all talk, so I really didn't expect him to come back, but this motherfucker came back, and he's like, I've got everything, I'm ready. And I was like, okay, you're going to need a blender, And you said you're into piss play. So, like, do you have to go or do you store it? A lot of guys store it. It's weird.
Ew.
Like, I have a, yeah. He's like, I have a cup of pee in my fridge right now. I was like, great. Grab that. Grab the blender. Grab the food. Let's go. And he goes exclusive.
He does all of this, like, in the chat part. And then he leaves and then he comes back to the just the chat part. And then you go exclusive.
Right. Free okay. chat. Cool. Yeah. So he comes back. He's sitting there. He turns his cam on. It's him. He's naked. He's got his fruits. He's got his blender. He has his cup of pee. And I was like, this is what I want to see you do. I want to see you shove all that fruit up your ass. All of it. All of it. I want to watch you shit it out into the blender. I want to watch you pour the cup of piss in the blender. I want you to come in that blender and I want you to blend it up and drink it. And this guy did it. He did it. And I recorded it. I did. I was like, I don't think this guy's going to do this, but he did. And I recorded it.
He shoves all of that fruit up his ass.
All that fruit. Yeah.
And then lets it fall out of his ass into the blender.
Yeah.
And he
like squatted over the blender.
Oh. Oh, gross. Oh, God. Gross.
So bad.
And then like he came from that.
Oh yeah, he was like so turned on.
Why? Like what is here's the thing with the podcast. I try really hard not to but my rule is I don't judge the person who's on. But I'm gonna judge anybody that they tell me a story about. And like what happened in your life that this is something that's like, oh yeah, this is turning me on.
I don't know.
Like, do you think it's like he's just so proud of himself for being able to follow directions? Or is it like, that seems like.
I think it's a pride thing a little bit too.
Like, able to stick all of this up my ass and get it out and piss in it and drink it.
And being like the weirdest one. So like if it's a slow day on cam, I'll tell that story to the boys in free chat and I'll be like, gee, I wonder when I'm going to get another guy that just is like so wild and crazy. And then someone will be like, I'll do it. I'll do whatever you tell me to do.
Why are people so like wanting to be obedient? I feel like that's like so not what would turn me on. You know what I feel like I would be like the opposite. Like I would want to like. This is not a
fantasy.
That's because
you run your own life, Ace.
I guess.
There's like a psychological thing that says people who have work lives that are like, if you're self-employed, if you're the boss, if you're like the main dog in like your employment, you usually come home and you want to be submissive because you're exhausted of taking care of everything during the day. Oh, where vice versa, if you're like a low guy sitting in a fucking cubicle all day, like listening to your boss yell at you, you want to come home and be dominant.
Good God, I don't want to be either. I just want to get, I mean, I want to be you. I want to get paid to do this. Okay, what's like the most common thing that guys will do for you what is your most common scenario that when you're on cam with them and like they're showing themselves, what is the most common thing that they want to do?
I think the most common is they just want to jerk off and have me like be acknowledging it.
God.
So I also do like shows where I don't know, I guess it's just dirty talk where they just want to jerk off and then hear me talk about it. Like, ooh, nice dick. Wow.
Okay, what's like the oldest person that you've had on cam?
So old that he turned his cam on and he's like rubbing it and he couldn't get hard and he's like, it's not gonna happen today, sweetie. That old. That things aren't working properly down there anymore.
What do you think? I mean, it's hard to know because you probably don't have a whole lot of personal details on these people, but like, if you had to guess, who do you think are the most common people tuning into yours? Like, what are they doing with their life? Do you think they're married?
Oh, there's tons that are married. I can see a wedding ring on their finger. I think what people don't realize is you're surrounded by perverts. Like, 100%. Everybody is a little weird.
It's weird, though. Like, I think the weird part is that, like, I don't know. Like, why do they want to be on camera? Are they fat or skinny?
I've literally seen, like, in my 2 years that I've done this, maybe 5 attractive guys. Like, where I'm like, oh, holy shit, I just got nervous. Like, you turned your cam on and it's like, oh, all right. But the rest are like, oh, you're for sure in your mom's basement. Like, oh, you... You're creepy looking. You're an old man. You're fat. Like, ugh. Just weird.
Okay, so give me a rundown of, like, your work day.
So I cam in the mornings just because it's good to, like, get a jump start for me. So I wake up and then I just, like, get online, because if I don't, I'm really bad at being self-employed. So, like, I'll go all day and just, like, eat Cheez-Its and watch TV and then be like, oh, I didn't work today. Oh, well. Like, so I just have to get up and do it. And so I get online.
Is there traffic in the morning? I mean, I guess you're probably performing for people all around the world, so it doesn't really matter the time.
Right. And then you would be surprised how many people are just, like, jerking it on their lunch break in the bathroom of their work.
No. Yeah. Like, who's that ballsy to do that at work?
Oh my God. A lot of people. I had one guy who must have been like he was a corporate guy. I think he was honestly like a boss or something, because he had his cam on. I could see he was in a really nice office. He was at work. And you heard the door open and an employee came in, and he just, like, he didn't have time to, like, turn his cam off. I assume he switched pages because he wasn't, like, looking at the cam or at me anymore. And I assume he turned the sound off as well. But I was just sitting there, like, making money while he's, like, talking to an employee that walked in the middle of a show.
Oh my God. That's actually my dream. Just for people to forget about me, log on and forget about me.
There are guys who pay me to be ignored. So they'll come in and say, I want you to ignore me, do whatever you want. And I'm like, great, I'm going to go get some laundry done really quick. You wait here. And they're paying minutely for that.
Ooh, and are they jerking off during this? Like, is that, like, they're that excited
that
about
I don't
me
know.
Ignored, or they just want to be ignored?
That I don't know. I kind of think the guys who want to be ignored, I don't think they're jerking off. I think that's just kind of like I want to feel so useless. I've had a lot of guys come in like cock cages. Like, their dicks are locked up.
What?
Yeah, like in a cock cage.
The fuck is that?
You got to look that up, man. Like, it's
Googling
like
it right now.
Yeah.
Cock cage. Images. Oh, God.
You took a chance going to the images.
Wait a second. Oh, what if you, does it extend?
No.
So if you,
so it like doesn't allow you to get hard.
Oh, this guy's head fell out of the front. Oh my God. This one has spikes on it.
Some of them are crazy. So those guys love denial. Like, their whole thing is like, I don't deserve to, they've like convinced themselves, like, I don't deserve to come. I am less than, I am submissive. I deserve to be locked up. And I kind of think the ignoring guys are on the same level. Like, I don't think they're jerking off. I think they actually like, I want to pay someone to just waste, I don't know, my time.
Oh my God. That's so fucking weird. I'll waste your time and you don't even have to pay me. Okay, what are some of the other really gross things that you've seen?
So just yesterday, I had a guy who, he's really into shit play.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're getting into the good stuff. And he comes in and he's like, hey, I'm really into, like, shit play. And I would love to, like, I want to have you watch me just play with my own shit. And I was like, oh my God, okay, like, all right. And so he goes exclusive and he turns his cam on, and I watched a grown man on camera take a shit in his hand and rub it on himself. And then he pulled out, okay, this was the weirdest part to me.
I feel like I would be so bad at this because I feel like every time I'm like gonna throw up. Oh God.
I feel like I'm so used to it. Is that good or is that bad? Like, I don't know.
Oh my God. I mean, changing diapers would never be a hard thing for you.
Never.
Oh God.
This guy. Wait,
I need to know about the setup of the room and the situation. Like, does he have like towels down? Is he like in his living room? Is he just in his bedroom, like in his office? Like, where are you standing and taking a is he in a shower? I would hope you'd be in the fucking shower.
This guy's in his bedroom and he had a puppy pad down.
Do you wonder what the fuck? He probably doesn't even have a dog, and his wife is like, why do we have so many puppy pads? Did we get a dog? Are you surprising me with a dog for Christmas? It's like, yeah. Gotta commit to a fucking dog so I can keep doing my shit play.
He's not married, because I was going to mention, he pulled out, the weirdest part of the show was at the very end, he pulled out an iPad and he shows me a picture of a girl. He's like, this is my ex-girlfriend. And he takes a handful of shit and just rubs it on the iPad on her face.
Why? What is wrong with people? Although I would love to know that that was my face on the iPad.
I don't know, but I was just like, that was so weird, because he ended it immediately after, and I like had to gather my thoughts after that. It's like, what the hell did I just watch?
Oh my God. And like, so he takes a, and like, I don't mean to be so disgusting, but like, what is the consistency of the shit? Like, is it runny,
oh my
or is
God.
It like a, it was what?
Oh Christ. Oh my God, you're just like, you're so gross. It's already really... so gross.
Like, I didn't know, like, does it go in his hand and it's just like running out like diarrhea, or is it like a big hunk of turd?
It's neither. I feel like it's in between. Like, maybe he had a glass of apple juice beforehand, so it's not like diarrhea, but it's not like a solid turd. It's
I've yeah. never shit in my hand, so I don't know what the consistency of an actual poop feels like in your hand. I've shit my pants 100%, and I've never literally put my hand out and grabbed my poop out of my butt.
Why would you? Who would? Yeah.
So when he's playing with it, like, what is he doing? Like, building fucking sandcastles out of his shit?
No, I would have loved that, but no. He, like, he just stood over this puppy pad. He kind of squatted, and he caught it all, for the most part, in his two hands. And then he, like, rubbed his hands together. Ugh, oh, my God. Okay. He rubbed his hands together, like he's kind of just applying lotion to his hands or something. And then he was, like, rubbing it. He was naked, so he was, like, rubbing it on his, like, whole body and, like, jerking off with it. Oh, my God. Christ. He was, like, using it as lubrication. It was traumatizing.
Like, I just think about, like, after he finishes. I mean, and, like, is he looking to come?
Like, oh, yeah, he totally came. They all do.
I just think about, like, after you come, I feel like there's got to be this moment of, like, what did I just do? Like, oh, God, I did the shit. And, like, yours is such a long thing. Like, you got to go get in the shower, you got to go clean up the puppy pad, like
you're yeah, like you can't just do that on lunch break, you know.
Oh, what a like that seems like, I mean, I hope that's something he doesn't do daily, weekly, maybe like I hope that's like a once a month special thing he does with himself, because the cleanup on that alone is just not
outrageous.
It's not worth it. That is not worth it.
I will tell you, in my 2 years, I've only had two guys who are into shit play, and both of them used a puppy pad. So if you're ever in PetSmart and you see a guy shopping for puppy pads, just keep your eye on that.
I'm
like...
going to fucking be hanging out at PetSmart all the time now. What do
you never
think,
know.
What do you think happens to somebody that makes them turned on by shit?
Ugh. God, that's a good question.
Like, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I take a poop and I am literally astounded that this monstrosity has come out of my body, or that like the smell is as bad as it is. But like, I've never thought, you know what I want to do? I want to grab down in that toilet and put that poop all over my dick. Like, no, that has never been a thought in my mind. I want to rub it all over my body.
You're normal then.
Oh my God.
I think like we live in a day and age, like being for real, like because the internet makes things so accessible to us, that if you're a frequent porn watcher, I think you watch so much of something that you get bored of it, and then you have to move on to something else, and you get bored of that, and you move on to something else, and then all of a sudden you're like deep, deep, deep in this hole. And it's like, okay, well, the only thing I haven't watched is on Pornhub, guy rubs shit all over stomach, and you watch it and you're like, well, that wasn't exactly hot, but it's all you have left. And you're like, okay, maybe I could get off to that. And then you become that man. Like, I don't know. I think we just live in kind of like a society where it's really easy to just get our hands on sexual content, and then it's like a deep hole.
Like, I'm just kidding. Like, I'm also like, I'm kind of a clean freak. Like, I don't like to get messy and dirty. And so it's just like, that is so weird. And then you wonder about too, like, what about when these people find, like, what about when he finds a woman who's like, I'm into shit play too. And like, there's shit all over while they're like having sex.
Oh, you don't want to go to those people's house.
Oh, could you imagine being their cleaning lady? Do you have any female clientele?
Never.
You've never had one?
Never. Girls don't have to pay for sex. Like, that's just a fact.
So you said the one about the guy in his office, but have you ever been on cam with someone and like their wife walked in?
No. Well, I can assume because they end the show really rapidly and they have like a wedding ring on, but I've never seen this woman appear.
You've never seen like a person in like in
pop up in the back.
Ohio.
Jerry, what are you doing?
God damn it, Jerry, I told you to get off of that Pornhub.
Stop spending all our money on these cam whores.
What the fuck do these charges come up as?
It's like something weird, like ECH.net or something. Like, just very discreet,
and
weird, like.
Do you think, like, their wives are ever like, what have you been spending $600 a month on this month?
Puppy pads, honey, I don't know. Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. I think they have their own card or account or something. They must.
Oh, jeez. Are you in a relationship now?
Yeah, I'm married.
Oh, you're married. Okay, you were married before, right?
Yes.
And now you're married again?
Yes.
And does he know?
Yes. So I'm a very large, I was camming before I met him, and I am a really big advocate of, like, I just laid that out on the table when I first met him, because I don't think it's really fair to, like, develop feelings for someone, and then, because that could be a make it or break it for some people, you know? Like, oh, I don't want to be dating a cam girl. Like, I don't like that. So I just, like, laid it out the first time I met him.
Does he ever get, like, jealous? Or does he ever, you know, like, there? I feel like there'd be a lot of feelings that could come up from that.
It's definitely, and I have to choose my wording very carefully on this. I feel like if you have a really good guy, he will support you, obviously, in what you want to do. But I think he also doesn't like it, obviously. Like, who would? Mm-hmm. And he is constantly trying to just like get me out of it. I want to get out of it too. Like, this is not what I want to be doing for the rest of my life. It just makes really good money, and I get to work from home, and I get to work whenever I want. And if I'm hungry, I can log off and eat a sandwich and like whatever. So it's handy. It wouldn't make sense for me to just like morally quit and go out and get a minimum wage job, because I'd be doing our family like a disservice.
Well,
like,
it's probably also hard
in
to put this on your resume. So they're like, well, what have you been doing the past 5 years? And you're like, well,
I'm a self-employed model, because yeah. I'm self-employed. Like, so I can say I'm doing whatever I want.
That's true. Do any of your friends or like family or anyone know that you do this?
A lot of my friends know. My family does not.
No one.
No.
how do you think that you would feel if, like, someone came and, like, told your mom or something?
I mean, I wouldn't really care. It's not that I'm, like, ashamed and that's why I don't tell them. I just don't think it's really appropriate because I think humans are visual creatures. And I think if I said, hey, Dad, I'm a cam girl, I'm just forcibly putting horrible images in his head for no reason. Like,
what does your family think that you do for work?
Promotional modeling. Like, just, you know, like.
It's, I feel like in today's day and age, it's easy to kind of be like, oh, you know, I do this thing for, like, Instagram. And they're like, oh, okay, well, sure.
Sure, whatever. I'm not really close with my family anyway, so it's not, like, a thing that comes up ever.
How would you describe yourself in, like, your regular sex life?
God, I feel like I'm pretty boring, to be honest. Like...
Did your husband ever want you to, like, be a piece of shit to him or, like, dominate him? Or are you guys just kind of vanilla?
No, I would say that, honestly, we're kind of vanilla. For fun, I'll, like, take pictures of the things that the guys are saying to me. Like, I had a guy come in my room the other day, and he's like, I have really tiny balls, and I want you to talk to them like they are their own person. And I want you to be like, hello, tiny balls, and pretend you're petting them in your hand. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll do that.
Wait a second. Give me some sound bites of that. Like, what are you?
Oh, hi, little baby balls. Come to mama.
Real.
I'm going to just give you a little tickle.
Ace, you would be really good at what I do. Because that's, like, 100% it. Like, I just had to sit there and, like, pet my hand and be like, you're so cute. Oh, my God. Like, cute little balls. So I sent that to my husband, and I was like, hey, would you be into this? Like, you into this? You want me to do that to you? And he's like, no.
Oh, my God. Has he ever been, like, home or around when you're doing the cam, or do you always do it when he's gone?
Yeah, he has been, and that did not go well, so we don't do that anymore.
What happened?
I think it's a different level of, like, anger when you can actually hear what's going on.
No one's wife has come in, but your husband has come in. Turn this shit off.
You, me, downstairs, we need to have a talk. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, money wise because, like, money, if I'm being honest with you, I love the funny stories and I love all of it, but, like, money is the part that gets me the most excited about all of this. How much have you made from doing your cam?
So it's kind of changed. Right now I'm pregnant, so I don't, like, work as much, and I'm very limited on what I do, so I'm not making as much. I'm freaking exhausted. I'm like a fat cow right now, so I don't do it as much.
Do you show them that you're pregnant?
Oh my God, there's a huge pregnancy fetish, like, market.
No.
And I don't know how I feel about it. Like, part of me is like, am I a piece of shit for doing this? Like,
not at all, baby girl. Here's the thing. When waitresses get pregnant, they get a lot of extra tips. So I'm like, I've told Caitlin this. I'm like, whenever we get pregnant, I'm like, you're going to milk that for all it's worth. Like, at shoots, we're going to be trying to get, like, people are going to be like, oh my God, I'm so excited for the baby. I put a little extra something in there. I hope none of my clients listen to this.
Caitlin, you're getting 5 fucking jobs when you're pregnant.
Oh my God. So wait, there is a whole fetish of people who just want to watch pregnant women.
Oh my God, yes.
And like your friend, like, they'll be like, oh, I want a pregnant woman to stick her heel up her ass.
Yes, but I don't do that stuff. Right. Like, but honestly, the market's a little bit bigger for guys who, okay, so there's, like, lactation shows that people are really into.
No, there is not.
There is.
Like, she's just leaking milk from her tits and he's just jerking off to it.
Oh yeah. They love it.
Why? Why? Why is that a thing?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I really don't get the pregnancy fetish ones. Like, I really don't. The best answer I've gotten from a guy, because I will ask them, I'll ask them all, like, what is it about me that is, like, they just want to see my stomach. And like, I had a guy today who's like, well, do you have any oil? Will you just put it on your stomach? And I was like, yeah, okay. Like, let me do that for you. And that's all I did. And I was like, what is it? What is it about this? And he's like, you're just so round. Everything's round. And I was like, okay, like roundness. Roundness is a turn on, I guess.
And so they just want to see you pregnant, and they want a pregnant woman to yell at them.
Yes. And then they want me to also like cuckold them. The idea of like, so like I said, I do verbal role playing, and so I'll just sit there and tell them a story about how they want me to pretend I'm their wife. And I'm saying, you don't satisfy me. Your dick is so freaking little. It's been ages since you've made me come. I'm going to have to go find someone else. And I want you to watch me while I'm fucking someone else. And oh no, they got me pregnant. It's like this whole thing.
How would you pretend to be my wife and you got pregnant by somebody else? This is
they love it.
I mean, I would love it too for a podcast episode, but I don't know if that's what I'd be getting off to.
Oh my God. That's the show why I was 5 minutes late, because that guy was like, I was in this whole role play, and I was like, man, I've only gotten to the part, Ace, where I'm fucking someone else. We have to get to the whole pregnancy thing. Please hold.
Oh my God. Why are people so fucking weird? Okay, back to the money. So how much have you made?
I had 1 month where I made $6,000.
Ooh.
And like, I just don't really work a lot. Like, I would say max, I work 5 hours a day, like max. I would say that was one of my best months.
And that's, I mean, I want people to understand you made $6,000 a month, but again, you're only getting 35%. Like, you're fucking, you've got a whole lot of business going on here.
Yeah, for sure.
How do people, don't give me specifics because I don't want people from the podcast. Well, I mean, maybe you do. Maybe you want them booking you, but they're all women. Like, how do people find you? Where do people find webcams?
This is interesting, and this is where most of the percentage goes. So the models make 35% on my site. The actual site that we're with only takes like 15%, like enough to keep their servers running and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then most of the money goes to affiliates. So
gotcha.
I'm on Pornhub.com. Like I don't know if you frequent Pornhub.com, but there's like a whole section and it's like live cam girls. And it's just like a third party. Like, we're third party through Pornhub. So you can find me there. You click on me. It takes you to the site that I work for.
Okay. So then essentially,
like, sites like that.
Pornhub is advertising for you.
Correct.
They click through and then they're on your site.
There's so many, like, slutroulette.com, camgirls.com, like, just these random freaking websites that all come back to the same place.
Okay.
Or the same few places.
What's next? How long do you see yourself doing webcam?
You know, I want something more. I just am at a point in my life where I'm like, I'm about to be 25 really soon. And I just kind of want to be focusing on what I want to focus on. I've always wanted to do public speaking, or for a while I wanted to sell my art. So I'm just kind of trying to maybe start my own business or just find a new avenue. But this is just a great way. I really don't know how long, because this is just a great way to make money on the side. Like, any business you're going to start is going to take money. And what's great about this is it's fast money where I don't have to dedicate myself to a 9-to-5 job to make that money.
You said you're pregnant. Once you have a baby, what do you feel like is going to happen?
I'm going to be out of service. That's what I think is going to happen. I just feel so uncomfortable with the idea of like camming an earshot of a baby. Like, I don't want my kid growing up hearing like, yeah, shit on that puppy pad. Like, I don't know. I just don't think that's the best.
We're going to read you a little lullaby tonight, baby girl.
Should I write children's books based on my experience?
That would be amazing.
Oh, they would not sell. I'd get sued. So I really don't know. Like, are you just going to have to play it by ear? Do all the girls laugh at you when they see that tiny little fucking cock? You just have to get used to sitting there jerking it on your own because no one will give you any fucking attention, huh? Are you sitting in your mom's basement jerking that tiny little fucking dick? All I've got, Ace.
I'm literally sweating. I don't know how people get turned on by that. I'm just nervous. That last bit is my gift to you, and I hope that you appreciate it as much as I do. So at the beginning of the episode, I talked about Patreon, but I wanted to give you a few more details about it. First, the answer to the question I asked Shane, our Amish boy, at the end of the Breaking Amish episode can be found on Patreon under the Little Bit More episodes. But also, for all Secret Keepers who join the Patreon in September, I have a special surprise for you. Shane and I are hosting a live Q&A where you guys have an opportunity to ask him everything you still haven't gotten answers to. And that is happening September 24th at 7 p.m. Arizona time. I promise you don't want to miss that. And then the biggest news of all, this Friday is the release of my very first bonus episode. An entirely new secret that is never, I promise you, never going to see the light of day on the regular podcast feed. And it's the one you've all hounded me for. I am a therapist sleeping with one of my patients. And it may be one of the juiciest stories I have ever recorded. You can sign up using the link listed in the show notes. Thank you guys for listening. I will see all of you next week.
Everybody has a secret.